This is St. Louis Public Radio. President Donald Trump's executive order bars travelers and refugees from six Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. Refugees in St. Louis are worried about their families. They've called immigration lawyers to see how the ban affects them. St. Louis Public Radio's Laura Hamden talked to one refugee about his concerns.
Many people have come to know Alaa Ad-Dir'i as the owner of Sham Bakery, St. Louis's first pita bread distributor. But 6 years ago, he was a banker in Syria and increasingly frustrated with the repressive government of President Bashar al-Assad. So when Ad-Dir'i saw the political demonstrations spark across Syria, he couldn't help but feel an overwhelming sense of activism. It wasn't long before Syrian authorities noticed his involvement in the demonstrations and started looking for him. He knew his life was in danger.
Like, you cannot call a lawyer or something. You cannot be asking for any rights. You have no right. But like, maybe a dark room, tortured, killed. Who cares? No one cares for that.
As Syria erupted in violence between the government and its opponents, Ad-Dir'i and his parents left for the United States. In 2012, they arrived on a travel visa to join his brother, who had come to St. Louis 2 years earlier. Ad-Dir'i applied for political asylum. Now a permanent resident, he considers himself a lucky refugee. But he fears that the Trump administration's travel ban will prevent others from seeking refuge here. The travel ban affects people from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. When the Trump administration announced a travel ban in January, there was mass chaos at U.S. airports. Immigration lawyers and advocates from around the country rallied to support refugees. James Hacking III is an immigration lawyer in St. Louis. He thinks the ban discriminates against Muslims, but Hacking says some parts of the ban may pass constitutional muster this fall.
The Supreme Court will probably split the baby and decide that the president does have the ability to keep out refugees and to limit the number of refugees. And I think that when it comes to family members or people with legitimate connections, like they've said already, I think that's going to be the position that they end up taking.
The administration's revised policy blocks people from the six countries who cannot prove a bona fide relationship with someone in the United States. A bona fide relationship means a family member who is a parent, sibling, child, and now grandparent. Ad-Dir'i says he constantly fears for the safety of his family still in Syria, including his older brother.
I wish I would do whatever it takes to get at least my brother and the other members of my family, but it seems like something impossible. I tried everything, literally. I wrote to the White House one day, and I'm trying, but it seems like no hope.
Most of his relatives still in Syria, including his aunts and uncles, don't qualify as a bona fide relationship. Now a successful entrepreneur, Ad-Dir'i wants to see more refugees settle in St. Louis. He says immigrants often help fill gaps in the market and build the community.
I pay tax. I help with the road tax, with the school districts, with everything, like just any Americans living here. So I think it's added value. And plus, I filled a gap in the market, that new product here. And it's win-win situation for everyone.
But because of the travel ban, the flow of refugees to St. Louis has slowed. Officials with the International Institute had planned to hire someone to assist refugees, but that plan is now on hold. That disappoints Shadi Al-Ghazali, a Washington University law student who applied for the job to help those refugees. Al-Ghazali is from Jordan. He lived near the Syrian border, not far from where the armed conflict began.
I know just from, hearing the bombing and all this stuff, I felt look really horrible. Imagine the people who are living there. So just making them feel comfortable is something really important.
Al-Ghazali says he thinks the U.S. shouldn't turn its back on refugees. He hopes all will be welcome. But given the tension over immigration in the U.S., he isn't sure that will happen soon. I'm Laura Hamden, St. Louis Public Radio.